The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku CB. Very good morning to you, Soku. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abongile, and to listeners.
Thank you so much, Soku, for joining us. And if you want to get more stories from Africa.com, simply visit www.africa.com. And Soku, cancer treatment to become a basic service in Africa.
Yes, you know, this. I think we take some things for granted in many parts of the world. For example, if you think about the recent media briefing receiving in South Africa with regards to our prominent figures who come out with their stories that they have cancer, you realize just how expensive treatment is. For some people, it can cost up to R500,000 just here in South Africa. And if you were to think about some of the poorest countries, especially mainly in Africa, then you start to realize that the cost can be very expensive. What's happening now is that world leaders have basically come up with a deal, a similar one to when we're facing the HIV/AIDS scourge, in terms of making treatment available for all at a cheaper cost, especially, and making it more available in public services for people, especially in the poorest countries. So now this is, cancer treatment is now the next step. I think with many people, it's early detection that is at the forefront. So if there's more resources pumped into detecting people at an early stage, catching it at an early stage, then there's better chance of treating it and making sure that it doesn't develop into advanced stages of cancer. And this is what world leaders and campaigners are doing. They're working with the American Cancer Society, and they're basically trying to make cancer medicines, especially the ones that are sold in Africa, cheaper. And by no means making the quality less as well, because it's all about the quality as well. There's no point in having something cheaper if it's going to be of more inferior quality, because then it doesn't work. So I think what we're coming to now is that people are taking cancer very seriously, because it's affecting everybody. It kills about almost 450,000 Africans a year, and they're hoping that they can reverse these numbers by starting early and pumping resources into training medics, providing equipment, and making sure it's treatable at an early stage.
And you also talk about Sierra Leone. Men are enrolling for husband school. Huh?
Yes, you know, this is actually, it sounds funny when you say it like that, but it's actually quite a serious issue. So what husband school is about in Sierra Leone is basically initiative or a campaign that's been begun by NGOs and social workers in order just to teach men the struggles that their wives go through. This was prompted by the high levels of domestic abuse that were happening in Sierra Leone. And what's happened is social workers, some male groups have started initiatives or campaigns just to teach men in the country about gender equality, human rights, and basically teaching them how to be a better husband, if you were to put it. Some of the people that have enrolled, 10,000 men have enrolled in these schools, and it's actually even trickled down to the villages as well, where chiefs are now actually making part of the village law that you need to be a part of the school. So there's a mentor who teaches men gender equality, so there's no job that's just for women, or how you treat your wife. And it's just also even helping them just to understand the role of men in that society, and how to even deal with stresses. For example, unemployment is a common factor everywhere in the world, and with that, we know it leads to frustration. And with that, some men say that's when their personalities change. So you might have been a different personality, and then because of the stresses of life, you find that you lash out against the people who are closest to you, and then you're helping them deal with that stress. And taking them to these schools, which are called husband schools. And as I said, it's been rolled up in villages, where it's actually become a duty as a man that you attend these schools, that you understand how to treat your wife better.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking all three of us here in studio must go and enroll. Joe, Rafik, husband school next. Come, enrolling. Soku, thank you so much. A very good morning to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Soku Sibiya.